Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's had a wonderful, beautiful day. We're getting ready for our service tonight. Really excited about what the Lord's doing. There's no doubt. His messages and through all the blessings and the answered prayers, through the testimonies of praise that we have heard recently, and it's always been there. It's just, there are times I think that God just opens up our ears and our minds and lets us just receive what He has for us. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Really excited when I come in and hear the choir. They're already got an hour jump on us as far as praising and worshiping. So let's all be in one mind and one accord as we get together tonight for service and as we get ready for prayer. If you have an unspoken prayer request or a prayer request, just show by raising your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, the Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you again for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together on this Memorial Weekend, dear Lord, we just want to stand here. First of all, we just want to honor and praise you, my Lord. And, dear Lord, now we just want to bring to mind to each and every one of us, dear Lord. I know we've prayed for those that have sacrificed their all for us, but, dear Lord, I'd just like for us to take a moment. And, Lord, we just want to lift you up and honor you and thank you, dear Lord, for always being there with us. And but we're praying for those families that have lost a loved one, whether it be in combat or in service. Dear Lord, those that have sacrificed so much, dear Lord, we just thank you for them. Lord, no matter what situation, which conflict, which war, their faces that we've seen or names we may have read, but we do not know these individuals, but you do. And, dear Lord, we're praying now for you to strengthen our country. Dear Lord, may it go back and be stayed on you, one nation under God. Dear Lord, may we stand with that liberty that you've given us, Lord, and that freedom that's because of you and honoring you. Lord, now you see the hands that were raised. You know each and every prayer request that's gone forth. You know the depths of our hearts, dear Lord, for those situations that seem so dire. Dear Lord, we're placing them in your hands. And, dear Lord, we're asking you just to protect, to mend, to heal, to provide for each and every situation that's going forward. And we're going to give you all the honor and glory as we always do, my Lord. No matter what the storm is, dear Lord, no matter how deep the water seems, Lord, we're going to call on your name and we're going to have faith in you through your promises to us. In the name of Jesus, and we come to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's
amen.
Give the Lord. Praise God. Just want to say, while you're standing, turn to page 276. Prayer Bells in Heaven. I know most of y'all know this by heart, but we're just going to continue to sing and just lift up the Lord. Just keep ringing those bells to the Lord.
Yeah.
We're going to take up our evening offering and get ready for our choir. We're going to do a couple of songs, and then we're going to ask Brother and Sister Morrow if y'all do a song for us after the choir, please. Thank you. And then Miss Jennifer. As they're getting ready, don't forget about Vacation Bible School, July 18th through 21st. And the 18th will be a kickoff. Make plans to come and be part of that. And if you'd like to help, please just let us know. And also our homecoming is July 25th. And I didn't write that date down in June for the cleanup day. June 26th. We're going to need all your help. If we all get here and get it done, as Miss Penny says, we'll be home by lunch. Amen. Amen. Like that. Praise God. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our evening offering, please?
Good Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the good and blessed Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful day you've given us, Lord. Thank you,
yes, Lord.
For the ones that come out tonight, Lord, and give you praise. Bless all those who are not able to be here tonight, Lord. Bless them over the sick in spirit. And then, Lord, you have them and let them know that they're still alive. Lord, use this offering for a program, my Lord. Lord, bless all those that have gifts, especially the ones who have died. Bless them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The life that you gave. was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, by his wounds, we are healed. By his wounds, by his wounds.
What can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I lean on you
through the valley.
I lean on you.
I lean on. lean on you. The question is there anything too hard for God?
Amen.
Nothing's impossible with Him. Praise His name. He said, all things are possible with God. Amen. Only believe. Listen to this song. Praise His holy name.
Worship as I sing my home.
is a long and dusty road that my feet, they are traveling on. And sometimes, oh, the clouds are dark and low. Oh, but I've got to keep the faith and walk the straight and narrow way to reach that place that I will call my home. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then. Reunion of the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, a place I long to be. Now so many a stranger here just passing through on a temporary stay. Oh, but I'm looking forward to the time when all of heaven, it will be mine. I watch and pray it could be just any day. The millions everywhere, but the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. My home, a place I long to be. About it now and then, my home, a place I long to be. My home, a place I long to be. Well, that's my home.
I know that, and that's such beautiful songs tonight. We're going to take an opportunity and praise the Lord with song this evening. And just I've asked a couple of people already, if you want to move this way, come up front, or however, if you're going to do a song for us tonight. But I want to say something. I want to do a song just to kind of break it off this evening. I haven't done it in a long time. And y'all know the song I sing. It's How Great Thou Art. But you know, praise I was pretty emotional. Like a lot of times I have trouble putting it into words. As we talk about Memorial Day, and we were looking at the reef this morning and all the memorial things that's being put up. And there are a lot of veterans that it's not for us today. It's for those that gave it all, that didn't come home. Whatever reasons. And I just want to give a quick testimony. It's by the grace of God that some of us are here right now. Because it could have gone one way or the other in situations that we were in. And not to ask for anything except just say how great God is. And I know those same things that go through, whether in combat or through situations that we've been through in the service or in our normal life. How many times have we seen an accident and we knew that if we had just maybe been on time that day, maybe that red light didn't hold us up, maybe that person in front of us that looked like they didn't know where they were going, and I probably said, why don't you get off the road and get your directions? How do I know that wasn't God giving me that one more, just slowing me down enough that I wouldn't have been in a situation? It's the same way in the service. And as we honor those in the service, that, like I said, if you look at all the cemeteries, and I'm old enough for the younger generation that's here, don't let them ever change history. Because there are cemeteries all over this world, in France, Normandy. That's just the simple ones. Even back, you go to Gettysburg, you go to so many, but there's thousands and thousands that gave their life. If you go up just here to North Georgia, Chickamauga, I think it was 33,000. That's a rough number. It's in the 30,000 range. That was killed in 3 days. And those monuments, those situations, but each and every one of them had a name, and God had a purpose for them. And I just thank Him for His love. But I just want to tell you how great God is. Because as I said earlier, as I kind of jump around a little bit, not trying to chase rabbit trails, but I have been in that situation where all of a sudden the car in front of me didn't go when I would have ran that yellow light. They stopped and I had to stop. And after the light had turned, there was a dump truck came across, ran the red light coming the other way. And I just thank God for that. I don't think about it enough. Do we really think about the grace of God and how great He is in creating everything for us, that spring, that fresh air? We talk about so many things that God's done for us. And I just want, I don't normally volunteer to sing. I don't mind talking. I love to talk, but I love God more. And I want to put Him first. I want those to be what come out of my lips. I want these lips to worship and praise God in every opportunity I have. And I just want to tell y'all tonight how much we love you, how much we're glad you're with us, those watching online. So we're going to sing a song that everybody knows, but it's one that my dad always sang in church. And I was already married and gone when my little sisters and brothers were born. My parents have two generations of kids. But Dad was singing it, and then my little sister came up, and she learned the keyboard and could sing with him. But it's just, I just do the two verses. But it means so much to me when I sing this, because I could see other people singing it, or those saints of God before us that prayed for us, that was there to lead us and guide us. They got it through their struggles. Do we get it? I never want life to be so easy or me take so much for granted that I don't tell you how great my God is. So I'm going to ask y'all to sing with me. I'm sure they can put the words up there. If not, that's fine. Y'all know them. So let's all sing together, "How Great Thou Art." God is so great. My God, when I am awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the we just love you.
How great thou art.
Sometimes you just have to step out in faith, you know. And I always told God ever since I came to the things of God, I told him, I said, Lord, I just want to be that willing vessel. I just want to be somebody that you can use for your glory.
Amen.
So the song I'm going to sing is For Your Glory. And it went with my testimony of the fire, how I went through the fire, because even when I was in Grady Hospital, I had sung this song, and it goes like this.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are, across the hardest desert. I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are, across the hardest desert. I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are, across the hardest desert. I'll travel near or far for your glory.
For his glory, will we all do it?
I will do anything just to see
to behold you as my King. There's nobody greater than him, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's give the glory to all. Praise all. Amen. Amen. Amen.
He loves putting people on the spot, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Full of surprises. Blame him, huh? All right. I'm going to do a little different song for you tonight. This is a song of faith, but you never really hear it in a church. I don't recall ever hearing it in a church, but it's a song of faith. But it's a short song, but I would like to tell you a little bit about it before I sing it. This song was written in 1953, and it was written, the composer of the song was Irving Drake. He was commissioned to write this song after the Korean War. And I just thought it was fitting since it was Memorial Weekend. But the reason he was asked to compose this song is during that time, there's a big uprising in this country because we just had finished World War II, fighting Germans, fighting Japanese. Now we took on the Koreans. Well, that's a lot in a period of about 10, 12 years there. So this country was in a big mess. Big uprising. And the economy wasn't going good or anything. So kind of reminds me a little bit of today. But anyway, so he took on and he wrote this song. And the purpose of writing this song was to basically offer up hope and faith for the nation. To get people to start to think about something besides all the bad news, all the dreary things that brings you down. And so he composed this song, and it's a pretty song. Like I said, it's short, but listen to the words in it. The words have a lot of meaning, all right? And the name of the song is I Believe, all right?
Your name. made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures, great and small. And He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry.
Thank you. Yeah, it sounds like it's all coming out of the monitors. We're not hearing anything out there.
Y'all see, we had this really rehearsed good, so... Woke up this morning feeling fine. Amen. At my age, any morning you wake up is good. Amen. Especially when you've been talking to the Lord at night. woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, for I knew the Lord had control. I've been walking, and I've been on my knees in the night, and I prayed till the Lord gave a sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Jesus all the time, and we're walking, talking as we climb. We are traveling a road to the sky, where I know I'll live when I die. He's been telling me all about that land, and he tells me that everything is grand, and he says that a home will be mine.
I saw you looking through the hymnal this morning. You got a song you want to do with us this evening? You got that one picked out? It's time for you. All right. Miss Brenda, you got one? No. That's a quick no. Praise the Lord.
Have you ever been down and out? Many a times, I'm sure. But God always seems to set you free from it. Have you ever been sick and He always sets you free from the illness you have? I tell you what, since I've been coming to church, I've seen His miracles work, and it's amazing just to sit back and just watch Him. I know He's healed my body a few times, and I'm so thankful for it.
Man.
If you would, we're going to page 235. He set me free. Please stand as we sing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody else? I don't want to miss anyone. I know there's some. Maybe I hadn't tugged on your arm enough to say come sing, but I know we got the Lord has just blessed us with so much talent. Anybody else want to do a song before I turn over to Brother Eddie this evening? Praise God. Love each and every one of you. Brother Eddie, it's all yours.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Come before His presence with singing. Amen. Just wanted to take a time to worship and praise the Lord tonight. I thank you for coming and being with us. I mean, we had a glorious day, a wonderful time in the Lord. We're not going to keep you any longer, but we thank God that you came. And if you love singing, you are absolutely going to love heaven, because we're going to have a glorious time in heaven when we all get together singing, praising, and worshiping the Lord. Yes, ma'am. How many believe we still serve a healing God?
Oh, yes.
Amen. One that's able to do all things.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come tonight, God, on behalf of this prayer need, Lord, we know, God.
Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a trouble seems. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this I will admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, I'm not ashamed to say. Oh, sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger. Whatever troubles me, sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and
sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much to trust you and believe. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes to trust you and believe. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a to trust you and believe.
Amen. The God of the mountain, still God in the valley. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. We're just so excited about what God's doing. In fact, I guess it's all right to announce Wednesday night, the young people are having a service in the Curtis Center. They're looking forward to a great time in God. And we're excited about that, expecting good news. Amen. We appreciate and support our young people. Amen. 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 They can win souls that maybe you and I never would be able to touch. So let's pray that God just shows up in a mighty way. Amen. And have a blessed remainder of the holiday. Be safe. Have a wonderful time. Amen. And just continue to pray that God will lead us and guide us and direct us in these very perilous times that we're living in. Amen. All right. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us bow our heads, and with this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for your goodness, your mercy, your abounding grace. Thank you, Lord, for touching and healing those who came forward tonight. Father, by faith, we believe it and we claim it right now in Jesus' name. For the beautiful songs of praise and worship tonight, God, just give us a little taste of heaven, what's going to be when we all get on that other side. All troubles and trials will be over and we'll sing praises forever and ever and ever. Father, but until then, let us keep on working for you. Keep on witnessing, so that lost souls may be saved. Ask for your protection, your leadership, and your guidance, God, as we dismiss. In Jesus' name, keep us all safe. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a great evening. Thank you again for coming tonight.